This is the time of year that anyone with an interest in birds on the Cape and Islands has been waiting for. From now through October, not only is the birding the best of the year, but pretty much the best of everything occurs, including homegrown vegetables, lots of fresh fish, and greatly reduced crowds and traffic. I am already rueing the fact that 3 days are gone in September, and the fall is proceeding much too rapidly. That said, the birding, as always happens when Labor Day weekend occurs, has gotten much better, and each day holds great promise. A dedicated pelagic birding trip left Hyannis 10 days ago, with 50 hardcore birders and a group of seabird experts for leaders, on a 2-day overnight trip to the edge of the continental shelf south of Nantucket and the submarine canyons that abut the Gulf Stream. This area is hard to get to and represents the final frontier in New England ornithology. This area is rarely visited by birders, and each trip has tremendous potential to find rare, unusual, or even unknown species. Despite the strong northeast winds and lots of seasickness, they managed to find lots of birds in between the big waves. They had 3 black-capped petrels, a species of pterodroma that loves big winds, waves, and has a rollicking, bounding flight. The windier the better for finding these scarce birds. No other trip had ever recorded more than a single individual in New England waters, so this was off the charts. An immature red-billed tropic bird was discovered sitting on the water, and great views and photos were obtained before it was driven off by a Pomerene Jaeger, a powerful falcon-like seabird. They also managed to find and get good views of a white-faced storm petrel, a very hard-to-find species anywhere in the world's oceans. They also had band-rumped, leeches, and Wilson storm petrels. Some came right into chum slicks created just to attract these very birds close to the boat. They also encountered approximately 80 Audubon shearwaters, a small tropical shearwater that wanders north in the Gulf Stream at this season. Normally, a half dozen to 10 is considered a very big count of these birds in Massachusetts, so the 80 individuals seen over the course of the trip was unprecedented. A South Polar Skua, all 3 Jaeger species, lots of pelagic sandpipers called phalaropes, and a whale shark rounded out their list. Despite the rough seas and getting a bit beat up, all the participants agreed it was the best sea trip ever. Back on shore, there has been plenty of action. The rains and wind that hit on the evening of August 31 and the morning of September 1st forced lots of American golden plovers to ground on both Nantucket and the Vineyard. Farm fields on Nantucket were visited by some 48 of these attractive and quite rare plovers, while 99 individuals were seen in farm fields in the Katama section of Edgartown. All the birds involved were adults, molting from their alternate breeding plumage to their much drabber basic plumage. Later in the month, young American golden plovers may put in an appearance. And like clockwork, September hits and birds are seemingly everywhere. An immature Sabine's gull, 3 yellow-crowned night herons, and a baird sandpiper on Tuckernuck Island on the 1st, and reports from all over the Cape and Islands of fantastic birding. Good, good, good vibrations at the start of September. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.